5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about you, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Gettis, actually.
Jettis.
Gettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today, it's actually the 22nd. This is supposed to be out on the 24th. What can you do, mate? I'm prepared. I'm trying to do it early. Professional. Deal with that shit. Pew, pew. Get it out early, because tomorrow I'm busy as Barrymore's bangle, okay? So I'm going to get this out of the way right now. Busy day. Been to Belfast today. Had this ridiculous lunch, sweet chili and garlic chips with it. And, you know, when they're like 2 hours later and you're like, I'm pretty sure that was mainly salt. Because you're like trying to just like find moisture anywhere you can get it. Insert your own jokes. Oh my God. Insert your own jokes there. What a Freudian slip that was. Slip. Did it again. Let's move on. This is normally where I would insert some sponsors. I don't know how I feel about the sponsors anymore. It's not necessarily a sponsor as much as it is a co-promotion, and the promotion side of it right now, I'm not sure if it's worth it for me to promote that thing. I've my own shit to promote, do you know what I mean? You know, they need to be, but I don't know, I don't feel like it this week. You know, I'll promote my own things. Let me promote Lavery's Comedy Club like I always fucking do. If you're in Belfast, if you're a student, if you're visiting, if you live there, if you're looking somewhere to go midweek, first and third Wednesday of every month, Lavery's Comedy Club. The next one's on the 7th of September, okay? The last one was on the 17th of August there, just passed, basically. We had everyone at it. We had fucking Sean Hegarty, fucking Kieran Bartlett, Rory Woods, William Thompson, Alan Irwin. It was a good night. It's amazing how far it's come, because it was slightly quieter than it usually was, yet it was still, there was no seats left. So I'm hoping the difference these days is it's either full or it's rammed. I'll take either of those options. So cheers to anyone who came out. There are a lot of regulars at it now, which is great. First and third Wednesday of every month. Lavery's Comedy Club, the next one is on the 7th of September. I don't know if the freshers are back yet. Usually the freshers don't come to the comedy till like sort of mid-October, because they're too busy drinking and fucking. Or if you're like anything like I was like at university, drinking and that's it. Yeah. Get steaming. Just eat noodles, go to sleep. Yeah. It was like American Pie. Only joking. The other big gig, here's what I need to stress to you guys. If you want to be a part of history, not memorable history, but just remember a moment in history that was a fun moment, get yourselves a ticket to the General Banter Comedy Squad live at the Ulster Hall, okay? 6 comedians doing 20 minutes each in the Ulster Hall. You know, you can go see your Ross Nobles. You know, and he's pretending like he's fucking improvising. Oh no, I'm a monkey with a fucking da-da-da. Fuck up, mate. Acting like you didn't write it in a fucking hotel room. You curly-haired cunt. I'm fucking making it up. Just because it's the wildest shit you can imagine doesn't mean it's impressive, you know? Can you imagine if a toaster had feet? Yeah, but is it funny? I don't, who cares? You know, do you ever put a mask on your cat and pretend that it's a fucking... Shut the fuck up, all right? Fuck up. You look like fucking... What's his name? Tiptoe through my ball bag. Tiny Tim sings that song from Insidious. Makes you shit your necks every time. Tiptoe to the toilet. Change my panties. Cause it's creepy as fuck. What a creepy bang to put that on. That's a grown man. Like, you can't get away with that shit now. I mean, let me see. Tiny Tim. Could you look more like a fucking pedo? While you're at it, sir. Colin Googles things. Internet. This is a real person, right? This shit wouldn't fly these days. First of all, he's too old and ugly to be. He looks like Russell Brand. Never came off the heroin. And I mean, what is that? A banjo? Or what is that? Like a ukulele? The instrument of wankers? Whoever pulled out a ukulele and you went, bro! Absolutely smash that uke. That fuck. That's another thing. Don't call it a uke. It's playing the uke. Really? Like, what? Get out of my face, you fucking cunt. Right, here we go. See this full weirdo play this fucking piece of shit. Looks like a pedophile. Okay, there's no internet down this neck of the woods. I will... let this load up because it's 1998. Only joking, it's 2016. Give me some more internet, BT, you fucking assholes. I'm one of those guys who, like, looks at my BT bill and goes, look at the fucking state of that. Who's paying that amount of money? Fucking turning right into my dad. Who's fucking paying this shit? Do I ring them up? No. Because, fair play to BT, they've made it a nightmare. Because... let's face it, it sounds like you're going through to like a busy Indian kitchen. They're looking at a place, they're like, ah, fucking pots and pans clanging in the background. I thought this was BT, bro. Why am I paying fucking 45 quid for like dial-up? It's not really dial-up, but you know what I mean. Right, here we go. Let's see if this asshole sing a song for you. Couldn't look more like a child molesterer. Real person. Guy, real cool guy. Here's what they should have done in Insidious. They played that song and then something creepy happened, I can't remember. However, what they should have done is just made that guy the fucking, like, the whatever, the fucking demon or whatever the fuck he was. Anyway, let me move on and basically plug one more gig. 27th of August, okay? If you're in the Strabane area, I'm trying to figure out in my brain what is that, Tyrone, is it? I don't know. If you're from that neck of the woods, speaking of woods, Rory Woods is doing his solo show called Woodylicious in the Strabane Theatre. I believe he's filming it. I'm not a hundo on that. A hundo is what I say for 100% now, because I'm one of these cool guys, you know, one of these gangster fellas. But 27th of August, he's doing a solo show. About 3.5 years ago, I agreed to do support for it. So me and Kieran Bartlett are going to open. And he's going to fucking record his R. Maybe michaelfoster.tv is filming it. I'm not sure. So that's another gig to... Let me get all the plugs out of the way here. All right? What in the fuck was that? Oh, that's my phone. That's not cool when you're listening to fucking Tiptoe Through My Nutsack. And then shit's flying around the room. Fuck me. If a set of hands come out of a thing and clap, I'm going to soil my knickers. Here's what I need to do with this podcast. It needs to spread. I don't know whether it's worth spreading. Just tell a friend about it, you know? Just be like, here, sign up, listen, review the thing. I still get people going, dude, just discovered your podcast. It's really good. And you're like, all right. Which is kind of good if you're into something, because then there's like years worth of fucking materials. I don't know how you spread the word of a podcast. Do I get more famous people on it? More. Do I get famous people on it? Because I've experienced that. I know of podcasts where they do quite well, and, you know, it's mainly because you're talking to famous people. The actual host of this fucking show could be anyone. That's why I sometimes like to stick by myself, guys, you know what I mean? Lone wolf.
Meow!
I've got a new page on the internet. I may have mentioned this next week. This is why I do podcasts in the morning, because when you get to this point of the day, when you've been shopping with your fucking girlfriend, looking at makeup, and then, went for lunch, and then tried to edit a video at night time, because you're like, yeah, man, I can work with, I'm flexible, you know, and then it's fucking 10 o'clock at night, and you're like, why the fuck did I not do this in the morning? Sometimes you say fucked up sentences, like, you know, I might have mentioned this next week. I may have mentioned last week, guys, that I have had to make a like page for my name, basically. So instead of having fucking thousands of people following me on my own Facebook, my personal Facebook, of which I believe there's about 15 or 16,000 people, plus the fucking maxed out friend request thing, I think it's about time I had a fucking like page. Now, I don't know how to transfer those people to my like page, but guys, make it fucking happen, alright? Of 2,000 people on the new like page. It's just Colin Geddes. You know, I'll put a more official fucking profile picture or whatever so it looks more fresh. But that's where all the content's going to go out, and it'll be shared to my page. So you may as well go ahead and like that page straight up. What in the fuck is this? Oh, yes. Unable to expand. Okay. I hate the internet. Let me see this now. Phil McKeown, the world famous Phil McKeown, has sent me some beats. Expand, you fucking bitch. Okay. Neither of those worked. Nothing but trouble tonight from this fucking Mac. So like the new page, and also there will be a vlog going up. I had issue with deciding what sort of vibe I wanted the vlogs to be. So I spent last week shooting this fucking, like, shot at Lavery's, you know, shot all this other shit, and was trying to make it into some sort of, you know, beautiful looking documentary. And then I sort of realized, like, I'm never going to be able to sustain that. So it kind of just started again. Didn't bin all the material, but, you know, there's a couple of time lapses from Lavery's and a couple of people's sets and stuff, which I can't really fucking use anyway. So I just decided, just document, bro. You don't need to. Fuck off. You don't need to make a bloody masterpiece every fucking time. So hopefully I'll get it out tonight. If not, I've written a big sign on the wall in the office here. Vlogs every Thursday and Sunday. Does that sound reasonable? Sign, log it, what? Subscribe to Godzilla on YouTube and we'll make that happen. Let's talk about what's been going on. The General Banter train. Toot toot! I mentioned Lavery's last time. It was good crack. I don't know what the fucking deal is with the heat in there. They're like, yeah, the aircon's on. And it's just like a fucking hairdryer blowing in the room. But yet, if you turn it off, it turns into just a complete fucking sweatbox. And it is a sweatbox already. You know? But after that, I was speaking to Sean Hegarty, and he's like, here, lad, did you, I'm not going to do an impression. He's like, did you see the UFC press conference thing? And I was like, no. And he goes, oh my God, it was fucking insane. They were fucking throwing bottles at each other and all. And I was like, are you shitting me? Like, I was like, there's no fucking way they would be allowed to get away with that. And he's like, nah, I swear to God, they're fucking killing each other at the weigh-ins. And I was like, oh, I can't wait to get home. Got home, watched the old UFC press conference, and sure enough, McGregor's throwing bottles around like he's in some sort of fucking, oh my God, fuck off, boys. Like they're at some sort of interface in Belfast. Diaz is all like, fucking, sounds like the son from fucking Breaking Bad, doesn't he? Is that rude to say that? Because I know he has full-blown cerebral palsy. Is it cerebral? I mean, or is it... like, people say it different over here. But I'm pretty sure the word cerebral, is it? I don't fucking know. I'm not a dentist. But, so I get home, watch that. I'm like, oh my God, this is an absolute gift for a Blender video. So the very next day, set the old clocky clock for about 7 in the morning. Earlier, I think, quarter to 7. I was like, I'm going to get up and I'm going to make this video before it's even fucking daytime yet. And I was full-blown wrecked because I'll tell you what had happened, okay? Not only did we have a personal trainer on the Tuesday, okay? Went to a personal trainer for the first time on the Tuesday. This motherfucker, I said, right, these lads better shut the fuck up. I told you this fucking Hitler was just like, yeah, just you start doing these deadlifts here and I'll tell you when you're done, basically. And I was like, okay. Did a pile of those and not a lot of weight in the bar. So, of course, the first set, I was about 40 of them deep before he's like, yeah, just do 3 more. Couldn't feel my fucking back. It was fucked. Full-blown fucked. And so next day I was like, cool, we're going to Belfast. Finally get a wee training session in at the old SBG. Do some fucking jiu-jitsu. Awful idea. I was literally thinking, this might loosen me up, you know. I've been doing a lot of weights and stuff like that. Maybe the jiu-jitsu will loosen the muscles. Nah, mate. It'll fuck your muscles up even more. Back was hanging out of me. Spine was about to fall out my hole. Where am I going, mister? I don't even fucking know. What I'm trying to say is, got up in the morning, made that video, and was in serious pain. I completely zoned out there. This is why I need to do it in the morning. Just get mentally tired. You know what I'm saying? Put that video out. Oh yeah, this is where I was going with that story. Put that video out. It got about 500,000 hits. Good times, guys. Good times. Relevant. Get it out quickly. McGregor, that's hot shit. Get it out. And it got shared around the place a bunch of times. And then the other day, I got two guys messaged me, actually, from Lad Bible. And they were like, can we take your video and put it up? And I was like, well, you probably might have wanted to do that about 3 days ago, but sure, you can take it. And they're like, no problem. Sign this little waiver thing. Sent me like a wee e-contract. And I was like, there you go, take it. Normally, it's all like, you know, we have the right to use all your shit. And you're not allowed to give it to anybody else. And I'm like, whatever. Normally, I would be weird about that. But it's about a very specific moment in time. So I was like, yeah, fucking work away. I don't give a shit. And then they pay you. Holla! So, I don't know when the fuck they're going to put it up. It's still a bit late, but whatever. Go ahead and use that, guys. Go ahead and use that. And I was making that video when I had an absolute mountain of videos to make for Magners, which I still do. So, fucking... and, of course, it pissed down, so a lot of the Magners stuff was required to be shot outside, and we had to put that off, me and fucking Connor Begley. But let's get to it. By the way, we had to shoot a bit in a bar, and we went to this bar that Begley does a lot of plays, and one of the guys he does plays with owns this bar. And so we're like, can we get in there early on a Saturday? And he's like, yeah, we open at 11:30. You can be here at like fucking 11 or 10:30. No, we open at 11. You can be here at 10:30 if you only need a couple of shots. No problem. Get there at 10:30. He lets us in. And we're in there. And talk about, like, it was so bizarre. Big old school doors in this pub. And like 10 to 11, five people banging the door because they've seen the lights on. You open, knocking the door. We were basically left alone to film, and everyone's fucking banging the thing and all, what's going on, you know, trying to get in. It was like fucking Dawn of the Dead, arms coming through the window and all, and you're like, I don't ever want to get to the stage in my life where I'm trying to batter down the door of a pub on a Saturday just to be like, hey, let me in to bet on horses and drink, please, because I hate my life. Maybe they love their life. Maybe they wait all week and that's the best shit that ever happened to them. I don't know, but it was just a bit weird. You know, like, compared to what you're doing, like, I'm sitting there going, I'm trying to make this video, blah, blah, whatever. And I'm like, you guys are just trying to burst in here and fucking get blocked. Kind of jealous. Kind of jealous in a way. But what can you do? Let's talk about the fight. The big old fight that happened. We were basically kind of... It started off, it was going to be me, girlfriend Maureen, and our friends, who are her second cousins or some shit, who we went to Glastonbury with. It was going to be four of us. And then it turned into her other sister and her boyfriend. And it just kind of got... Like, at one point, we thought there was going to be another group of people, like four people. And we're like, what the fuck? Where are we even going to put these people? Our TV. You'll see in this vlog, right? We had a TV that we bought in a flat. Oh my God, stop it. We bought this TV, which in a small flat, we're like, yeah, it's grand. It's probably like a 32 inch or something, right? I don't even watch TV. Maureen barely watches TV. We got this TV for the flat. We're like, right, that'll do. Then you move into a house and it's in the corner and you're like, it's there. It's a TV. You know, you flick it on the odd time. You watch a bit of TV. You don't really think about it until there's people around watching UFC and you're like, 32 inch doesn't really cut it in the corner here. And every time I take a photo of it, I'm like, that honestly, because you know how TVs are nowadays? They don't have speakers at the side. So this 32 inch is literally 32 inches across. So you're like, what? This looks like a fucking, like an iPad on a stand here. But luckily, we ended up with six people in the house and it was great because we went and bought drink and all that shit. And you forget that you're like, the fucking main card doesn't even start till 3. It doesn't even start till fucking 3 o'clock. And then what we did was we're like, right, we'll go do all this shit, have dinner, chill out, and then we'll just go to bed. Like, we literally went for a sleep at about fucking 10 o'clock. And everyone was coming around here at like 12, half 12. So you're able to fucking just lie in bed, have a miniature nap. I didn't really, but you know, you could have a bit of a sleep, chill out, get up, you know, get dressed again, and then at fucking 12 o'clock, people start arriving at your house. And the last McGregor fight I watched, where he got beat by Diaz, it was a fucking struggle to stay up. And this time, because the place had a few more people in it, you know, you're like fully fucking, you're doing well. You're doing, like, before I knew it, it was like 4:30. I was like, I'm fucking flying here, bro. And then, of course, the excitement of the fight. First of all, the fights leading up were ridiculous. What's his name? What the fuck? Anthony Johnson knocked out your guy Glover Teixeira? What the fucking, I don't know. With an uppercut from fucking hell. I mean, if that guy can spell his own name, I'd be very fucking surprised. He near killed him. Donald Cerrone beat the shit out of Rick Story. I shared it on my Facebook page, the punchy, the combo he hit him with. It was like jab to the stomach, left hook, and then kicked him in the fucking face. And that was pretty much the end of the fight. Unbelievable. And then the McGregor fight, which is going to be part of the vlog as well, if you can get that on youtube.com/Godzilla. Fuck me. It was insane. It was literally insane. Here's what I thought, right? Here were my predictions. Someone was like, oh, he's probably going to... He might knock him out in the first round. I was like, I don't think anyone's knocking anybody out in the first round. My real prediction, what I thought was, I was like, either the same thing's going to happen, which is McGregor starts fast and then Diaz gradually comes back on him. And then eventually wins somehow. That's what I thought. I thought the same thing's going to happen, but it might be like round 3 or 4. You know, because they both had a bit more training. Or specific training. Or what I thought, I was like, if McGregor's going to win, he's probably going to just stay on the outside and try and pick him off. But then he doesn't really do that. He's not really that sort of fighter. He's not really a I'm going to pick you off type of guy. So what happened was almost both of those things. It went the distance, but there was a few moments where, you know, McGregor looked like he was just taking big deep breaths and trying to run away and get his fucking breath back. And Diaz was just coming at him, and then, you know, you think McGregor was starting to dip a bit, and then he fucking drops Diaz, and you're like, what the fuck? It was a pretty unbelievable fight. And I don't know about that run away carry on, but like he said, he's fighting a giant man compared to him. He just has to fucking get his breath for a second, come back and attack. I mean, the striking was fucking... like, McGregor's boxing is pretty fucking sweet, apart from he doesn't guard his face at all. But he can punch like a motherfucker, and he's quick. He's good at slipping punches, very good. But it was just fucking unbelievable. I mean, there was a few ropey moments towards the end where I was like, he's gonna just fade here and get beat. But as you'll see in the vlog, a lot of screaming went down, a lot of panic drinking. You know that when you're like on edge and you're just down in beers? That's kind of what happened. And then he won, which of course he was gonna win. Like, they need the three fights, basically. That's what happens in sports. The money's in three. It's not in one fight. So even if it was clear that fucking Diaz beat him, they probably would have had a real ropey fucking decision just so that McGregor could win. And you know rightly, you're going to have to fucking see that fight again. I don't know, but it's pretty good. Pretty good fight. They probably shouldn't be fighting. In all honesty, I know they're going to fight at 155 next time. Whatever. You know, fucking, they just don't look the same size at all. I don't know what McGregor has to prove. It's like, you're going to fight him a third time. What happens, you know? Who fucking knows? But anyway, that was the fight. Of course, I was hyped to the dick because we were drinking a bottle of Buckfast between us during the fight. So I was lit to the tits, as my ma would say. And we stayed up to fucking 9 o'clock, which was just grotesque. See the headache you get when you've drank nothing but beer all night? And you wake up and you're just like, oh, fuck. Two types of hangover. You know, there's the I'm knackered, drank too much beer, dehydrated as fuck, head splitting me. Or there's the, like, I drank a lot of spirits and I'm borderline poisoned. So try not to drink any water or I'll just get more and more blocked type of setup. But woke up at about fucking 2 o'clock, like it was woeful. Was fully knackered all day, and then just, you know, no one's like, I'm hungover, you know, let me get a quinoa and kale fucking smoothie here. That never happens, does it? Oh man, I'm so hungover. Can I get a wheatgrass fucking wheat bomb? Yeah, you drop the wheat glass into almond milk. Almond milk, there's a lot of almond milk in our... I can't even say that. Almond milk in our house these days. You know, like, what do you do with almond milk? You know, the old joke. Almonds don't even have tits. How can you have milk? I don't understand how you can leave it in the fucking cupboard for 6 weeks. And it's grand. It's like paint. You know, it's just white, isn't it? It's like, you know, milk. They could tell you, oh, it's fat suspended in the water. What's almond milk? Just white paint or something. I don't know what it is. Some sort of fluid. Whatever. What the fuck? Oh yeah, so we had a ridiculous chippy. It was embarrassing. We also watched a very exciting documentary on... Listen to this for a mouthful, right? If you haven't already seen this, there is a documentary on Netflix about murals in Belfast, narrated by the one and only Vince Vaughn. What the fuck? It sounds like a joke, doesn't it? It sounds like something out of fucking... I don't know, like, it's ridiculous. Vince Vaughn, the guy from Wedding Crashers, talks about murals in Belfast. The legendary Bobby Sands, bleh! And I mean, some of the characters that we're talking to in that, you know, I love the paint. My whole family
has grown up as loyalists. I know I am aware we're in the island of Ireland, but that's not my fault that my ancestors settled here.
That was a great sentence, you know?
I don't know, my ancestors were British and they settled here, and I can't help that they settled here. I was born to paint, you know? I'll paint wherever I want. I was born to paint, and I want to paint about the Queen. I love the Queen.
Do you know what makes me laugh, right? I mean, I can't stand any sort of over-the-top anything in this country, you know what I mean?
No surrender.
And also the fucking...
Up a fucking ra.
Up the ra. I can't deal with too much of that from either side. You're just like... You know what I mean? I remember listening to this guy one time. I think it was at a festival or something. And I could hear this guy talking, and he was just so fucking like his dad was Jerry Adams. And I was like, mate, you don't know anything about that shit, all right? I barely encountered it, and you're 10 years younger than me. So what the fuck have you seen? You know? And he's ready to fucking go on hunger strike or something. And you're like, mate, you're at a music festival. Can you take it down a notch with a fucking republicanism? Have a fucking beer, will you? Chill out. There's but either side, it just drives me mad. It drives me fucking mad. And I just don't know. I'll be honest, I just don't really know how people have the energy for it, if I'm being completely honest. Because you got that fucking, like...
You know, I'm British and all. I like the fact that we have British rule. And God save the Queen, she don't give a fuck about me, like, but... I love being British and all. I'm wearing a fucking England football top in the middle of Belfast here. I love it. Let me paint about a war that was fucking whenever. On the side of someone's house with no fucking... What's the word? Permission at all. Because they're, you know, basically threatening them with fucking death.
And the thing is... You could go from East Belfast to fucking England somewhere. And they're like... All right, you paddy cunt. you speak to someone in England and be like, yeah, I'm British and all this shit. They'd be like, no, you're not, you fucking Irish spud-flinging pig fucker. Get the fuck out of my life. How many people in the... You know, like all these old army fellas and all like, oh yeah, this guy was a major in the army and he's from Hollywood. What's his fucking nickname? Paddy. What's his real name? Mark. Or something. Like, as soon as you're in England, you're a fucking paddy. No matter where you're from over here. Or what your fucking beliefs are. Let's hear another belter here from Tiny Tim. Just to fucking lighten the mood here. Was this is more prog rock stage? Alright, well, the more I see it, the more I like it, to be honest with you. He's great. He's an absolute killer. Check out that mural film, though. It's a lot of fun. Okay, let's... Guys, hold on. Bear with me. Bear with me! Oh, Jesus. Jesus Christ. I mean, any more professional person would fucking switch the goddamn cameras off. Oh my shit. Right, hold on, I'm breaking. Here we go, guys. It's time for some questions. We're hitting Twitter. Oh my god, there's too many of these. Chris McCulloch, here we go. What is your favourite part of the Olympics? Just like girls' arses and volleyball. What more do you need, guys? That's very sexist, isn't it? But I mean, it's good crack, so who cares? Favourite part of the Olympics? Do you mean sport? Why? I don't know. I haven't really been fucking watching it that much, if I'm being completely honest. Favourite part? I don't know. None of it really interests me that much. I mean, I flicked it on the other day and there was mountain biking on. I was like, you can't fucking tell someone you got a gold medal in mountain biking. I won the Olympics. What in? Riding my bike over some muck. Oh, alright, mate. You know there's fucking triathletes out there and they're killing themselves. And you're dicking about around here. Funniest joke you've heard. That's from Benji Hunter. I'll be honest with you, I've never really found jokes that funny. Which is sounds contradictory being a fucking comedian, but there's none of them that are like being around a bunch of comedians, listening to them being spontaneously funny is very, very fucking funny. I laugh at the stupidest shit ever, though. I watched a video the other day from Gogglebox, and the dad, the fucking, whatever they're called, the wee fat daughter in the corner, and the dad looks like he's all chin, basically. He's talking, they were talking about dogs or something, and he goes, "Oh, I used to have a dog. He was a boxer." And they all start laughing, because he literally fell asleep in the middle of the fucking sentence. Which is like, that's dangerous, you know, you shouldn't be falling asleep mid-sentence. What is that? Is that narcolepsy? He did one snore, he just died for a second. "Oh, I used to have a boxer." Now, as well as being concerned about his health, I also fucking laughed my bag off for about 20 minutes. And I was right beside girlfriend Maureen in bed, and she's trying to like reply to emails, and I'm laughing my head off. She's like, "Will you fucking relax, please?" And I was like, "Definitely not." You know, shit like that. Shit like that video like BuzzFeed put out where it was like babies vomiting casually. Nearly shit my pants laughing. Never seen anything funnier in my life. So jokes wise, unfortunately I can't help you there, Benji, because I just fucking, I don't know. Tina, so glad you put this on Facebook. Okay. Yeah, she's talking about my Snapchat there, guys. Follow me on Snapchat. CCOLINGDDIS. Colin Gillis, all right. Favorite Snapchat filter. I think the sexy Japanese lady is my new fave. Also from Tina. It's a fun one. I wish they'd stop doing as many fucking, like, why am I talking about Snapchat? This is like a 14-year-old wee girl. I just think this should stop doing. I don't give a fuck about Snapchat. If you know, other than that, there's quite a lot of people follow me on it now, so I feel like there's some sort of duty there to please that booty. I like the ones where they just morph your face. You know, I don't really like the ones where it's like shit around your face. I'm not into that sort of bullshit. I don't play that shit, sir. Fox, Spirit of Fox. Okay, he's got the old fucking, what do you call it, anonymous face there. V is for vagina. Do you have a technique to handle bombing on stage? Yes, mate, it's called being funny as fuck. What? Very rarely are you in a room where you get no laughs. You know, if you're completely shite, it's possible. If you've got any sort of chops about you, you can usually tease a few laughs out of them. You know, if you feel like they're not on board with your material, you just start talking to people. Something funny's gonna happen. You know, don't be afraid to make a dick out of someone in the crowd. Not that I'm a fan of it, but if you're on your fucking last legs, get stuck in there. Also, if you know that it's 100% the crowd's fault, it's quite enjoyable for some reason. You know, sometimes I love just saying horrendous things, because I know people don't want to hear them. Which is probably a mental disorder. Sean Tierney, I'm going to the Fringe this week. Can you recommend anyone? Just basically go and see all the lads, you know. Mickey Bartlett has a show at 5:15 somewhere in the fucking Gilded Balloon. Shane Todd might be in, he's in the Gilded Balloon as well. Same room. Matter of fact, they're in the same room, so I hear. So go see them fuckers. Who else? Aaron McCann, Dave Elliott. Not sure where they're playing, but it's called Fathead and the Big Dog, if you want to look that up. Who else is there? Bunch of Scottish lads. Billy Kirkwood, Scott Gibson. Keep an eye out for them, boys. Chances are, if someone's handing out flyers for like one of the major fucking, oh fuck, venues, it's probably decent, you know what I'm saying? Just don't go see any plays, Sean, because they're fucking terrible. Do you want to come see a guy? I mean, that's a problem with the Fringe. It's a great celebration of art. there's also a lot of shit slips through the net, you know, so you could go see like an award-winning comedian on one hand, and then in the same venue you're watching a play where it's like, do you want to see this exciting piece of expressive fucking theatre where this blind man shits onto a canvas and then a fucking legless breakdancer will headspin on it and create a beautiful painting which then sells for 1,000? No. Also, they're like, it's 12 quid a ticket. And you're like, oh, you want me to pay into that shit? Get the fuck out of my dick, all right? Which is a new saying I'm inventing. Get the fuck out of my dick. Do you want to come see? It's an hour of complete... By the way, I'm not doing a Scottish accent. Because Edinburgh's not even that Scottish. From my experience. It's all rich English cunts. You have to go to Glasgow for, like, proper Scotland. Proper fucking, I eat Greggs for fucking 5 meals a day and drink Fags. Real Scotland. None of this fucking, you know, tartan is what I'm saying. That sounded like I was having a stroke there. Tartan, where you get it? Souvenir shops in Edinburgh. Who's, whiskey shop? No, no thanks. Aidan McAloon. Heard this on Joe Rogan's podcast. Do you think a top women's UFC fighter could wreck an untrained big owl hallion of a man? I mean, say you took me, for example, right? I can't really fight. If you put me up against, like, fucking Holly Holm or something, she'd probably punch the fuck out of me, you know what I mean? And the combos would be there, the movement is there, and I'd be trying to hit her, and she'd see it coming a mile away. I'd miss, you know, and, you know, if you rolled with fucking, what's her name? Like Misha Tate, if, you know what I mean? One of them cunts gets your fucking foot or something, footlock central, you know, you're dead. I'm sure, yeah, on a few occasions. I mean, what they were talking about was Ray Lewis. I heard that podcast. They were talking about Ray Lewis, who's a professional football player and wrestled in high school. He'd probably beat the shit out of someone. But some big lad who drives a taxi, he's like, I'll fucking fight a girl, is going to get choked out. Probably. Sean Carroll, have you ever been able to laugh your way into a woman's panties? Well... I hardly fucking good looked my way in there, did I? You know what I'm saying? It had to be something. It was either the laughing or the fat dick, son! What? Fat dick. If you want a fat dick, guys, just get in the bath till your nutsack is saggy and then stretch it out and wrap it all around your dick, and that's going to add about an inch girth to it. Sure enough, there's two balls halfway down the shaft, but thicker all the same, guys. There you go, Sean. I don't know if I've ever laughed and went into someone's panties. It'd be funny to watch, though, if that was actually what was happening for real. Nah, it's never really worked. not immediately, anyway. I'm sure Mickey Bartlett's, you know... I look too harsh on the eye. Do you know what I'm saying? The amount of times I get asked, you know, like, where's the smoking area? And you're like, I'm not a bouncer, all right? I don't really work here. You know, I look a bit more harsh on the eye than like a Mickey Bartlett who's like kind of non-threatening, comes in there, borderline gay, you know, befriending women. Like, oh my God, do you have a lighter? Oh my God, your hair's lovely. And I'm sure you wouldn't go with me. No, you would? All right. And then he gets them wee doll hands on them and it's fucking game over, sir. So no laughing in the pants there, Sean. Sorry! Another week and no vlog. Are you all talk, Dwayne Pipe? Let me tell you something. It's starting, isn't it? And I've filmed a lot of shit, but it's just, I'm trying to get the... I'm just going to put them out, right? I'm just going to start putting them out. It might be shit. We'll see how it goes. That's the end of the fucking Twitter questions. Boy! Let's hit these Facebook ones. Oh my god, my nuts. Do you want a bit of banter from yesterday? A bit of banter. Banter. Oh, what the fuck. Alright, that's not working. I know that's going to play like 3 hours later. It's going to be a fucking nightmare. Talk about UFC 2. And that's some of the groundbreaking material you'll find on my Snapchat. If you really want to get really in there, okay? That's the type of shit you're going to find. Lucky bitches is what yous are, okay? So, what would you do with $1 million? It depends whether I'd made it myself or someone just gave me $1 million. Because I'd probably be doing similar to what I'm doing now, but just probably make way more shit. I would definitely employ somebody to edit and follow me around with a camera, because I can't be fucked doing that shit. What would you do? You'd probably buy a fucking Subway or something. I don't know. Buy something that everyone fucking loves. I don't know. Trainers. I'm lying. I would just buy fucking 700 pairs of trainers. Let's face it. Smoke weed with Nick and Nate Diaz or live in the Mac Mansion with McGregor. Probably smoke weed with Nick and Nate Diaz, even though I'm not a mad weed smoker. But I feel like McGregor's... Well, I don't know. It's tough. Nah, I'm lying. I'll probably go with the McGregor one. Nick and Nate Diaz are probably a bit too intense and serious. Yeah, smoke weed, man. Probably no laughs had whatsoever. It's probably just flat out fucking staring at people and, yo, fuck you, homie, and all that shit. So probably the McGregor one, you know, drink some whiskey, fuck about. This is from Edward Dawson, by the way. Also, gonna start BJJ, but don't know how. Gracie Baja or SBG. I've sort of had experience of both. And what I gather is the SBG setup is a bit more relaxed. Now, the head coach of SBG isn't a black belt. Not that that really matters when you're teaching people. As long as you're a good teacher, it doesn't really matter what your fucking belt is. He does take instruction from the black belts in SBG Dublin. So it's the same program. He just teaches it. But it's a big fucking club and it's filling up with people. And the good thing about it is it's in the city centre. So, you know, you go to competitions and stuff and SBG will clean up. They'll do very fucking well. And the reason that is because there's boys going in training every fucking lunchtime on their break and work. And you get these fellas who are they've done 20 fucking 2 hour training sessions in a month. And they do it all year round. And they become very good very quickly. It's just the opportunity for belt promotion only happens if one of the SBG belt people are up. But it's not really about that, you know. Not really. I mean, it's just this long fucking journey. It's jiu-jitsu. So as long as you're doing it, who gives a fuck? Gracie Barra, as the people would say over here. Gracie Barra. It's a bit more structured when it comes to they probably have a 6 week fucking white belt program. You get through that, you get your stripes, and then after 3 stripes on your white belt, you can then roll, which is a thing you can do at SBG. You're allowed to roll from the word go, where which basically means live sparring, which if you're rolling with someone fairly experienced, they're not going to kill. Everyone's worry is that you go in and get killed. No one's really getting killed. It's you're going to roll. I've experienced it where I rolled with someone who it's their second class or something, and they don't really know what they're doing. I'm not going to just crush them to death and choke them and fucking snap their arms off, because I can. You know, it's, they have to learn too. So In fact, it doesn't really even benefit you that much if you're way fucking better than someone. Unless it's a street fight. But in a training setup, if someone's completely new to it and you have some experience, sure, roll with them and let them figure things out. Help them out, give them tips. But as far as like trying to get better yourself, you need to roll with people of similar ability or way better than you. So, I don't know. It depends where you live as well, because that fucking 8 out of 10 people that train in SBG train there because they work in Belfast or they live in the city centre. Whereas I think the Gracie Club is Castlereagh, is it? It's a bit out, like, but obviously it's a huge fucking franchise of jiu-jitsu clubs. One of the biggest in the world, possibly. Yeah, who cares? Whatever one's closest to your house, just go to it, because it's jiu-jitsu's jiu-jitsu, like. It's just good to do. It doesn't really matter where the fuck you're doing it. Try them both. I'm sure both have, like, trial periods. Go to both, see how you feel. Chris Michael Amos. Have you and Shane talked about doing any more Chad and Courtney videos? We haven't talked about it, but if people like it, we could fucking do it again in a heartbeat. Doesn't really matter. Why not? I'll speak to him when he gets back and we'll do one. It did go down quite well, so why not? Mick Hagney. Looking forward to Bestie return in whatever form it takes. Okay, we'll see what happens. Is Bill Burr better than Louis C.K.? Better? I mean, it's... better? I don't know what better means, really. Like, is he funnier? I think his stand-up is probably funnier. More because I just like that aggressive style of comedy. Is he better than Louis C.K.? It's hard to... I would say I prefer Bill Burr stand-up because I laugh more. When I watch Louis C.K., I go, that's very clever. Or that's a really original piece of comedy. A lot of the times, the energy of the delivery doesn't really make you laugh that much. Some people piss themselves. It's just one of those things. Is Louis a fucking genius? I think so. You know, his specials are unbelievable. Lucky Louis, which not a lot of people have seen, which was a studio sitcom, was fucking great. His show Louis is amazing. You know, he's talented as fuck. Bill Burr doesn't really do any of that shit. He writes an animation, which is okay. But I mean, is the first series of anything amazing? I don't know. I would say better is a hard thing to argue about. They're both super talented. Joe McKeon. I love... What age is this cunt? I don't know. It's hard to tell. I do appreciate when people have like old man names. What's the most you've ever won on a scratch card? I don't buy them that often. Girlfriend Maureen has a fucking serious problem with them. However... what's the most I've ever won? When they sort of first came out, I was a young child. I can remember them sort of first coming out over here, and she's like, let's buy one of these scratch cards. And she bought it, and we won 50 quid. And she gave me 25 of it. So respect to Granny Geddes, fair play to you. I can remember exactly what I bought. I bought a football, which was red, which I kicked over a fucking fence one day, ran around to get the ball, and it disappeared. And I was like, someone definitely stole that. And sure enough, 2 weeks later, I saw some kid with like a football with all the leather peeled off it with about 2 red panels on it. And I was like, you know, that's my fucking football, dickhead. You owe me a tenner, dickhead. And he's like, nah, this is mine. And I was like, what are the chances that I lost a red ball and you have a fucking red ball? You piece of shit. I bought that and a Puma King t-shirt. Pow, pow. What an asshole. So yeah, 50 quid and that was about it. But I mean, you're talking, that was like 1996. I was probably a fucking millionaire with 50 quid. Or 25 quid or whatever. Seymour Skinner. Would you ever want to move across the pond and try and get a spot? Try and get a spot in the same clubs as the likes of Joe Rogan or Segura? Oh my god, stop texting me. Assholes. trying to get me to go for beer. Like go to America and try and get a spot in the Comedy Store or something. I mean, technically I would love that. I don't really, I don't know. It's a fucking, it's a lot of effort, those places, because you have to go and queue up for fucking 7 hours and then get passed, as they call it. You know, do a 10-minute fucking audition and get passed as a comedian. It sounds degrading as fuck, like most things in LA. But of course, I would like to get there. Is stand-up my favourite thing to do at the minute? I don't know. Who knows? You know, I don't know if I'll be that committed to fucking go and try and doing all that shit just to get fucking 3 minutes somewhere. Especially because I've been doing stand-up for about 6 years, so it's like, you know, if it was at the start of my stand-up career, maybe, but I don't know. I feel like if I went to LA, I would ruin it by going on a fucking, by trying to get comedy spots, which is weird. Like, there's a lot of comedians just live and die by comedy. I'll pick and choose my gigs. People are like, oh, I'd do a gig anywhere. I just love gigging. And I'm like, nah, we'll do it properly, yeah, or not at all. If I had £1 for every time you... This is Lewis. Is it Lewis? Someone needs to phonetically spell this name. L-U-I-S. Lewis? Is it? If I had £1 for every time you said essentially in this podcast, I would have enough for a pint or multiple pints. Well, tell you what, mate. If you recorded yourself talking for an hour every week, you'd sound like a fucking dickhead as well. So, sorry to tell you. Bro. Oh my fucking word. Right, I'm going to answer this FaceTime, see what happens. Hello? 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 I'm doing a podcast, mate. Are you? Do you want to be on it?
I mean, have I interrupted it? Like, are you recording?
Yeah.
I'm going to come up and get Lucy.
Okay. All right. Okay, bye. All right. Well, they were at the pub, so chinned. Yeah, sorry I say essentially all the time, bro. I say a lot of things all the time. Like I said, you talk to yourself for a while, see what you fucking come up with. Lewis, you son of a bitch. Okay, we're back. I was on a question there, and then Dawn of the Dead style, drunk Maureen arrived. How drunk are you on scale of 1 to pished? Talk on the mic, please, for
God's sake. About 3 to 4 Guinnesses deep, so...
So, much like the workouts, you weren't really drinking properly either. I'm really slagging you about that, Maureen.
I think I did all right.
I'm aware now.
For about two hours.
Definitely talking to Mike.
2 hours in the pub, that was all right.
Fair play. Yeah. What was the interesting thing you were going to say to me there about Jamie
Oliver? Oh, yeah.
Fun facts when you're pished.
Fun facts. They think that they know what his son's called now. River Rocket. River Rocket. Oliver. Is his son's name. They didn't have a name for him, and now they do. It's called River Rocket. They think they put a cryptic Instagram.
What age is he?
What? He's just born.
All right. Hold on. This is fucked up. So it's like a big deal that he doesn't have a name yet or something?
No, it's a big deal is that his name is River Rocket.
Okay. Like River as in River Phoenix?
Yeah. Rocket as in...
The lettuce?
Spaceship Rocket.
Not the lettuce, no?
No.
Spelled the same, though?
Maybe, yeah. It might be like... Maybe it is. I don't know.
Cool. That's really exciting.
It was exciting to me.
So. What are the rest of his children called?
They're all called, like, Daisy, Boo...
Sage, like, Quinoa.
What's... Like...
Brian Turnip.
Petal, Honey, like...
Pesto Steven.
Poppy. Like, all these really... Buddy Bear.
Mickey Cheesecake. Yeah. Buddy Bear.
They've got really cool, like, quirky names, which I think they're really cool.
If you're like a wee posh English boy, it's alright.
River's a great name.
You can't live in
Forest,
like,
is a great name.
You can't live in Portadown and be called fucking River Rocket.
Like, it's really hard to be from Dublin and call, like, if you called yourself Forest, they'd be like, what? But Forest is a cool name, I think.
It's a really cool name.
Forest Griffin's a cool guy, so that's why I like it. But
Forest Whitaker, Squinty Black Man, Fetty Wap. Do your impression of Fetty Wap.
I can't. I can only do it by expressive dance, so...
It's not as good as mine. Oh, looking blind as fuck. Right. This was the last question. Have you ever slabbered to a customer when you worked in retail? I thought I'd wait for that question for you. I was saying, like, I didn't really do it. I just give them a bit of a stare till you let them punch themselves out usually, don't you?
Yeah. I used to be really sarcastic. And you forget that there's a lot of people, number one, don't get sarcasm. Number two, just aren't generally fun, enjoyable people. So people used to come up to me and Mac and be like, excuse me, do you sell like Mac makeup here? Or, you know, is this where you sell makeup? And I used to be like, no. I used to say to them, like, no, no, no. And they're like, what? I'd be like, no. And I'd be like, and then I would eventually go, yes, this is Mac. I'm only joking. Like, they wouldn't even get
the joke, like.
Because you'd be so, not bored, like, you're never bored there, but it was so busy and so crazy. You just had to make things fun because you would literally go insane. So I used to just be really sarcastic to people and they just wouldn't get it. And they used to be like, no, no, no. Or they'd be saying things like, oh, no, you can't use that on your face. And I'm like, what? And I was like, no, I'm only joking. Like, no, it's fine, honestly.
This is anal foundation to take the brown off your daisy.
But people did used to come in, and I think it's just the way people in Northern Ireland talk. Like, is this the whatever? Even though it's very obvious it is. But people used to say things like that. Like, is this the makeup? You know, is this where you buy the MAC makeup? And I'd be like, no. No. You know, can you buy...
Is this the Apple store?
Is this where you buy the MAC foundation? And I'd say, no. And then I'd be like, no, it is. Sorry. I mean, it is. I'm really sorry. It is. Yes.
I,
People used to be really
when
weird
I used to work
it.
At Currys, people would burst in and be like, where's the TVs? And you're like, just for 1 second, have a glance.
Whoa, yeah.
Just look around and see that the whole back wall is TVs.
People are idiots, though, and people are impatient idiots and rude impatient idiots as well.
And dicks.
And just dicks. Like, I remember this one woman, she was in a suit and she was asking me about something. And, like, she was eating one of those really weird, like, super food salads that had, like, all the, like, quinoa and, like, nuts and peas. You know, one of those ones?
Third time, like, I think I've said quinoa in this podcast.
Oh, cool. But she was eating this, right, stuff in her face, in a suit, so obviously in her lunch break. We get loads of people on our lunch break, that was fine. But eating this, it really stank. Like, you know, one of those real smelly kind of salads. And it was all in her teeth because it was all bits.
And piss.
Yeah, it was like really gross smelling. And like, it was all in her teeth because obviously it's loads of little bits. But she didn't stop for 1 second to talk to me at all. She just talked the whole time. She was eating, stuffed it in her face. It was all round her teeth, in her mouth. She was basically spitting it in my face. And I just had to stand there. And you know, one of those people who's just uncomfortably close to your face. And I was like, you know, you're trying to like lean back. You're like, okay. And she just like, what? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll have it. Yeah. And you're like, oh, I can't even look at it.
I feel sick of you just doing that.
It was so disgusting. And you just stand there going, is this really my job? Like, is this actually my job to have someone spitting bits of weird peas in me? And I was like, no, not in me, but at me.
Spit your weird pea in me? That sounds like something. What? That's funny. Hey, sexy boy, spit your pea in me.
Colin.
Escorts.
But those are the times that you're like, people who work in retail or in restaurants or anything that is to do with serving the public are absolute heroes. Like, anyone who's a dick to those people have never, it's the only way I can describe it, they've clearly never worked there before. Like, I would never ever be rude to someone because they're busy. Like, they have things
I don't understand when people get, like, entitled. You know, like, I've been waiting for 15 minutes and you're like, the place is fucking hiving with people.
The perfect place for that is Mac. Like, it was mad. It was absolutely
the reason
madness.
You're waiting is because there's 30 people in the queue, you dumb cunt.
And the funny thing is, everyone in a queue thinks that they're the only person who really needs something in a rush, or that they're the only person who had decided they needed it. And they think everyone else in the queue is just there to just, whatever, waste time. And they think that they're the only person that really needed to be there that day. And they come up to you and they say things like that. And they're like, I need, you know, this is a disgrace and this and that. And you're like, well, there's a queue because there's a queue. Because it's popular. Because we're the only one.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a bit like that thing of going, you can't say you're stuck in traffic. You are part of the traffic. You know, you're here.
It's not Disneyland, bitch.
Other people are also
Where's
here.
Where's your fast pass?
So, I mean, it used to be madness. Like, it was just, honestly, people in retail are like heroes. Like, and some of them can be a bit crap with their job, but most people are just trying to get on with it, and it's usually the customers are just rude.
Yes,
I couldn't go back to it. Like, it's just
no,
it's too much.
No, I don't take instructions.
I have flashbacks
anybody.
Like it's a war. Like, oh god, oh god.
PTSD.
Yeah, like just
PTMD. Post-traumatic Mac syndrome.
People I work with
disorder.
Were awesome, but customers.
Do you reckon you could just work with all those people, but just in a
100%
some sort of
anywhere else
office where no one come in?
Oh my god, we would have the best crack in the world.
Do you ever have really fucking stinking bitches being like, does this cover my something? And you're like, nothing's gonna fix your fucking pile of shit face.
Loads of times.
Fucking stinking bitch.
But when you do it that long, when you're not just like an occasional, like, I like makeup, when you're a proper like person who does it, you don't really look at anyone's flaws. You just see everyone as a blank canvas. Like, everyone's just a canvas.
Like, sometimes your blank canvas has like a fucking elbow coming out of your face. And
no, but I can relate to loads of shit. Like, so I don't mind.
Maureen used to be a man, so you know how to cover up your shit, don't you?
I've had men come in to me like secretly wanting me to like match them to concealers and being like, if anyone knew I was here and don't tell anyone. You get loads of guys coming in secretly.
Do people come in and be like, here, how do I make my balls less brown?
No.
Hey, by the way, my asshole colour doesn't match the tone of my cheeks. How to change that?
Oh no, you get loads of guys coming in for like makeup all the time. And like, I mean, you get some men that were like former men that you would not expect it, and they were like in there secretly because they knew Mac was cool about things. You know, and we would just do it. And
some big farmer boys in there, like.
Because he wanted a concealer.
I got a wild fucking sunburn.
Really red face, and he really wanted me like to conceal. I was like, yeah, no bother. Of course.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I ain't going to fucking Nathan Car last weekend and all, my face is fucking red.
You go, girl.
For a lot of blemishes. But I'm looking to see some more girls' blemishes. See a wee bit of discoloration. I want to see a bit of change in the skin tone. I'm talking about nips. Fannies. Right, this podcast is 4 hours long now. Let's go drink beer.
Let's talk more about makeup, I like it.
No. Do your own makeup podcast. Here, is there a makeup podcast?
No, that'd be boring. You can't really do a makeup podcast. No one cares about that.
Not yet, they don't.
You can write about makeup, but you can't talk about it.
Do you want to plug your makeup things?
Nah.
You missed your chance.
Galgarn, this goes out. I write for Galgarn, but no one cares about that. It's fine.
Totally. Galgarn?
Galgarn?
Do you get a free room at any stage with that shit?
No.
The amount of people that go up on Facebook being the Galgarn would put me off going. If you don't flick on a fucking one of them. Go, watching it fall through the desk there.
Sorry.
Hey, you old piss head. you wouldn't want to white light that place, would you? Or black light it?
What? Because people stay in there, you mean?
Yeah, it would be like a fucking Jackson Pollock.
It's a nice place. I've only been months.
Yism all over the place.
Not with you, Colin.
Yism. Yeah, with some other fella.
No, with girls. For a hen party, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
In a cabin. We're only staying in the right place.
Big head lesbian. You're staying in a shed. You're staying in the fucking caretaker shed at the garden.
Don't tell them, but we had a tent down the bottom of the garden. But we did go in for breakfast, which I paid for, which was dear. But even just being there for breakfast, like, this place is magical.
Isn't it amazing how really the fancy places still don't beat, like, a trashy place with a big breakfast?
You'd be surprised. This, it was real nice.
Was it?
It was real nice.
Was there quinoa?
For breakfast?
I was trying to say quinoa as many times.
Yeah, there was quinoa.
Quinoa?
There was 6 tips of quinoa for breakfast.
Looks like you scooped it out of a pond. That's chafing my nip there, this new t-shirt. Right, we'll call it there.
You look like an idiot because you can see the plastic.
You look like a fucking idiot. How about
the glue strip from your tag that sticks in your t-shirt? It's still there.
Hey, good job not in the Galgarn, eh? Do you want to go?
Lucky me. Good job not in the Galgarn.
Good job.
God forbid we'll go somewhere nice. That's a joke. We go nice places all the time.
We go nice places all the time.
I bring you there, but
Boojum. So let's call this off here, okay?
What a relationship.
Yeah. I'm gonna do another hour on this podcast, but let's
this
relationship is over.
I brought you here to tell you something.
Guys, we'll see you next week. Won't see you, Maureen. I bit my tongue in jokes.
My house.
Okay. I will, I don't care, I have no ties to anything. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm a gypsy up in this bitch.
That guy who hits me will love this.
Oh, did you appear at the end?
Yeah.
Here, for some reason, I noticed that your girlfriend, who's not a professional comedian,
A professional comedian.
I'll be like me, someone going, I've seen your boyfriend's Facebook, his makeup pictures aren't that good.
He's not very good at makeup, is he?
I'd be alright at makeup, but...
Well...
I'd be pretty... You know, very artistic and delicate.
People don't realise how hilarious I am when I'm not just coming in at the middle, at like the tail end of something, because I'm trying to get into a house. Because I don't have keys, because I forget them all the time.
Just just get Maureen, spit some peas into her, and let her be funny. I'm breaking up with this podcast right now. Here's a list of things to do. I'm probably going to put out a vlog this week. It's on Godzilla YouTube. Watch that. Follow me on Snapchat, Colin Geddes. Like my new Facebook page.
You have a new Facebook page?
Yes.
Because the old one is just a friends page.
And there's like 20,000 people.
And people keep adding you. Like, even now, people still add you. And they're like, it doesn't allow you to add anyone. AKA, that's why you have...
AKA.
By the way, if no one knows, we use AKA purposely wrong. Because it's a funny joke from ages ago. But I'm not actually an idiot. But AKA, that's why you have Facebook
I'm not
page.
Ashley the idiot.
Ashley.
Who's Ashley? If Colin Geddes, like the new page, not the befriending page.
Although it's very confusing because they're both it's weird. It's confusing.
I'll try and figure it out. Try and get rid of it. Anything else left to say?
I threw out Buckfast and I felt bad.
Yeah. Maureen threw out a half bottle of Buckfast.
I did not.
Saying it was
that.
Basically empty.
I did not. It was basically empty.
And then its owner came back.
No, it was like a tiny bit at the bottom.
Okay.
I mean, you knew I was already drunk cleaning.
I don't feel like this is the problem of our listeners.
Sorry, okay, yeah, sorry. We're breaking up now.
Yeah, we're breaking up with this podcast. So, follow the Facebook, all that shit. Tell your friends about this podcast. Let's make it big. You know, if you're in work, be like, here, do you want to get sacked? Listen to this podcast on speaker.
Yeah. You're actually doing this podcast on a really large tripod, like you're some sort of Frank Sinatra right now, singing on a microphone.
Yeah. I played Tiny Tim earlier.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Colin, why?
And the thing is, it's all our tunes.
It's not even as creepy as the other song that I hate that do not talk about it, but I hate that. Remember, you know the song I hate?
No.
Oh, Colin, you know it. The guy who has the really big smiley face that was on the advert. It goes, ha 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 ha. Oh, I can't do it.
Why is this
you know that one? You know the video of it.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
You know that song? It's the scariest one ever.
Really?
Yeah. You kept playing it for months to me because it creeps me out so much. That one, la, 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 la.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so horrible.
That guy's definitely raped, hasn't
he?
Oh,
it gives me, like, back shudders.
I was thinking, like, how scary would Insidious be if it was the actual Tiny Tim guy instead of any demon? Tiptoe through your bedroom, sniff your hair, eat your toes while you sleep. Right, let's go. I'm walking away from you. What's that song, Walking Away?
What?
I'm walking away.
David Craig?
David Craig?
I'm
right, I'm going to go now because I'm getting tired of standing up. See you next week. This is in 9 bits. I apologise. Then just tell everyone about it.
Yeah.
Say bye, Maureen.
Goodbye, Maureen.
Bye. Smell the drink off that.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.